this next Mishnah deals with, we're in the Mishnah bottom of Chaf Amabez, towards the bottom. This Mishnah deals with the idea of a Balkari. If a person has a mission of Zera, and he's Tameh, so he's Tameh, he has to go to the Mikvah, and he's Tameh till Herev Shemesh, he's full Yom that day, and then by nightfall, he's fully Tar. Once he has Herev Shemesh, he becomes Tar. The question is, what restrictions are on him till he becomes Tar? So the truth is, on a Deraisa level, he's able to learn and daven, no problem. Ezra was Masakin, that a Balkari shouldn't be Isaac in learning Torah, or in our case, we're be discussing, or davening St. Krishma, Kozman, he doesn't go to the mikvah. So the question is, what could he do? Balkari Mahar Balibai, says the Mishnah Balkari, even though he cannot say the words of Krishma, he could be machashav him in his heart. He should have him think them out in his mind. Ve'inim Bevarach. And he doesn't say the Birchas Krishma before, not before or after, which means, by the way, if he's only being Mahar in his mind, Shema, and we're saying he shouldn't say Birchas Krishma, which means he shouldn't even be Maharer, the Birchas Krishma. He should only be Maharer, the absolute Chiyuv, which is we're saying Shema itself, not the Brachas before or after. V'ala Mazon, when it comes to benching, Mevarach Lachrav, benching, the benching we say afterwards, the Brachas we say after eating, which are clearly the rice we just discussed, in the Gemara immediately prior to the Mishnah, V'chal Tvesvat Terechta, benching afterwards the rice, that he should be Mevarach Lachrav. But he should not make the brachas before eating, because the brachas before eating, those are again are only rabbinic, and therefore the Gemara is going to attempt to make a kavod chayim that's deraisa. But ultimately, the Gemara is going to say the brachas before adrabanan, and therefore the balkari shouldn't make the brachas prior to eating. Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to shema and to a meal, you make the brachas before and after. Now the Gemara is going to understand and read this argument on 2 points. First of all, he's saying you make brachas before and after by Shema and by eating, which Tanakhama disagreed with. But also, the Gemara is at least in the Havmina going to assume, and we'll see, it really gets to tomorrow's daf, where the Gemara is going to deflect this idea. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying you say it verbally. So Tanakhama was discussing what you can even be Mahara in your mind and whatnot. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you make the brachas both before Kriyashma, after Kriyashma, and before benching. And the Chayr of the Gemara's assumption on that means you're actually saying it verbally. The Gemara will be a riot. That's not what it means. Quote Tanakhama, it meant all in the mind. Okay, Zakhtar Gemara, I'm Ravina. Zayis Ameris, hear Kedibadami. This mission is a riot that Machshava, hearer in the mind, is like Dibur. These are Kedibadav Kedibadami. If you say that Machshava in the mind is not like Dibur, Lama Mahar. What's the point? If Machshava is not like Dibur, what's the point? And everyone seems to be shaking their head. It makes a lot of sense. The obvious problem with what you're saying is, so then why not say it? If you're saying Machshava is like Dibur, and you can't do Dibur because Balkari can't have Dibur, so why is he have to have Machshava? Says the Gemara, Elamai here Kedibadami. If here is Kedibur, Yaitz Misfasim. Then you say it with your mouth. If here is Mamish Kedibur, what are you benefiting by being Machashava and not saying it? So we're going in a circle. Answers the Gemara, Kedah Eshcha Mesina, like we find Bar Sinai, meaning the entire Gezerah of Ezra, Tekanas Ezra, was based, its template was based on what happened by Bar Sinai. Bar Sinai, we know Kali Yisrael was instructed to stay away from their wives for 3 days. What was the idea? The idea is because they shouldn't be tummy to miscarry. So if they're tummy, they have to go to the mikvah. They shouldn't be tummy to miscarry while engaging in Mount Tari and Bar Sinai. At Bar Sinai, the Aseres Adibris, the Torah was spoken out. It was spoken word. It wasn't just Machshava, it was spoken. And therefore, Davka's spoken word is the problem. Dibur is an issue, whereas Machshava is not going to be an issue. Because again, Ezra was copying his Takana based on the template of Sinai. Are you going to ask that by our Sinai, Klai Yisrael didn't speak? Klai Yisrael heard that Aseres Adibris, but they didn't speak. So the Mefarshim say this would be an idea of Shemea Ka'ina. Since HaKadosh Baruch was speaking the Aseres Adibris, and Klai Yisrael was listening, so listening would also be a form of speaking, and therefore the Takana would apply. But again, Dafka by Dibur, not by Machshava. So according to this, Machshava is like Dibur, but only Dibur was the Gzeira. Dibur is a problem, not Machshava. Rav Chizda Amar, here Lav Kedibur Amir. Rav Chizda says, here is not like Dibur. Why? Because if you hold here is like Dibur, Yaitz Misvasav. Let him say this question we asked before. Let him say it explicitly. So it must be here is not like Dibur. And that's why you're allowed to do it, even though you can't do Dibur. Elamahir, Lav Kedibur Amir, Lamahar. So then we have another question. If here is not like Dibur, what's the point? If here is not like Dibur, what's the point of being Machshava? You're not Yaitz anyway? The Mer says, you're right. Amar Balazak, Kalim Kula Eskim. You're right, Takana Yaitza. But the whole world at this time in the morning is being Ice and Krishma, or this time in the evening is being Yaitza Krishma, and he's sitting being Batal while being Ice and Krishma, doesn't pass. So therefore, he should at least be Machashiv, so he's not separating himself from the entire world. But he's Takana being Yaitza, according to this. The Nigris Papir Kachmina asked Gemara, so if that's the whole issue, that the whole world is being Isaac and Shema, and he's not, so let him, so he's being Yeshiv Batal, let him have a machshava, any parsha in the Torah. Why Dafka Shema? He's not being Yetzir Kriya Shema, so let him just have in mind any learning. But no, the idea is to have in mind Shema, because that's what the Tzibur is being Esik, and that's not Yeshiv Batal. Let him be Esik in what the Tzibur is being Esik, like the Tzibur. Harei Tzvila, type of Chafal and Aleph. What about Shemana Esrei? That's something which the Tzibur is Isaac in. Utnan, so lo yafsik, he shouldn't stop davening. Elikatzi, he should finish. He should be mekatzer in his Shemoneh Esrei. Now, time to make a deal. Time to ask only because he started davening. Should be mekatzer. Ha leyasul, had he not begun davening yet, leyasul shouldn't even start. Now, why, what do you mean? Why shouldn't he start? Lechayra, the tzibur is davening while the tzibur is doing something. He should be doing the same thing as the tzibur. He should also start with the tzibur. Answer the Gemara, you can't compare. Shani tefila las ba'achas shemayim. Shema has kabbalas amachas shemayim. Unbelievable. Shemoneh Esrei, the Gemara calls it as las ba'amachas shemayim. You don't have the word baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam in Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have elokeinu melech ha'olam. You don't have those words, right? So we're saying you don't have amachas shemayim, but you have elokei Avram, elokei Yitzchak, elokei Yaakov, and the Gemara seems to be calling that not considered amachas shemayim. A little bit of a chiddush. Okay, says the Gemara, Shani tefila las ba'amachas shemayim. In fact, the Gemara is going to reach speakers who will answer based on this question. Hari brichas amazon la'achrav las ba'amachas shemayim. Brichas amazon, which we said in the Mishnah, you are mahar afterwards, even though there's no machshmaim there. We learned in our Mishnah, al mazmer baruch lacharav, vein baruch lefanav. What's going on over here? According to what you're saying, when there's no machshmaim, you're not mahar bechlal, only by shema. Says him, you're right. Ella kriyish ma brichas amazon deraisa. Kriyishma and Brichas Mazon deraisa tefillah midrabban. The Gemara makes a different criteria. Kriyishma and benching are biblical, since they're biblical, even though a person cannot bench, but it's a huge chiddush. We're still coming out of court to the second opinion, even though you're not being yaitza with your machshava. Since it's a din deraisa to bench and to say Shema, even though you cannot say verbally, based on the Kodesh Ezra, one cannot say verbally while he's tamei, so he still should have in mind, because these are deraisas, have in mind machshava at that time. Whereas Rabbanans, which you can't say anyway, no inyan, no obligation to have in mind a machshava. So we have fundamental machlekes here, whether here is kediber or not. The first meaning is kediber, but the takana was only on actual diber, not on here. The second opinion holds, here is lav kediber, and therefore you're not being gates with the hearer, but by deraisas you should mehar anyway. I'm How do we know the Berachas Amazon afterwards benching is biblical? Simple. How do you know they're making a bracha before learning Torah? Berachas Atera in the morning, before you learn Torah, is deraisa. Before I call out Hashem's name, I should ascribe greatness to Hashem. Is a, make a bracha Berachas Atera before learning Torah. So we have a Berachas Atera before learning Torah is deraisa. Berachas Amazon after eating is deraisa. Amar Bechanan. Lamanu Berachas Atera l'achra. And min brichas amazon, the kavachemer, u brichas amazon l'fenea, min brichas amazon kavachemer. By utilizing the power of kavachemer, I can learn out that the bracha after learning is deraisa, and the bracha before eating is also deraisa. How? Mark explains. Brichas amazon kavachemer. I'm learning at the din of brichas amazon post learning from benching. Because we know food does not need a bracha prior on a biblical level. There's no clear source. Yet tanachrav needs. Vachalt needs benching afterwards on a biblical level. So Taira, Shatunal Fana, Taira, which needs a bracha prior, right, midaraisa. Certainly there should be a kavachemer that it needs a bracha afterwards. You have a kavachemer. Ubrichas, now you can go the other way too. There's no clear bracha before eating food on a biblical level. Ubrichas Amazon, Fana, and Ubrichas Taira, Mikavachemer. Ubrichas Amazon, you need to make a bracha before one eats min a Torah from a kavachemer as well. Umata from Torah. Umat Torah shein tunel achra. Torah which has no clear source, they need a bracha afterwards. Tunel fanea, you need before. Muslim should tell lachra, anything should tell in front of. Muslim which needs afterwards, Berachas Mazon, certainly kavachemer needs before. That'll be kavachemer that needs to make a bracha on a biblical level before he eats. So it would come out that the bracha before eating now and the bracha after Torah would both be biblical. Kavachemer is the power of deraisa. Now it seems to be an interesting maneuver to go both ways. Because once you have one, you no longer have a kavachemer. But you make kavachemer both ways, each one is ruining the other kavachemer. The Gemara anyway asks, ikla mifrach, ma'la mazon shekeinan. Now the Gemara has a problem with the whole kavachemer, but you can't bring a proof from Torah to mazon, or from opposite, from based on food to Torah, because food, a person has physical hana. Torah is no physical hana, and therefore you don't have a raya. Just because you have to make a bracha on food, you have to make a bracha by Torah, you have a chumra by food. Umala Torah shekein chayelam ha'olam. And Torah is chayelam. Food is not chayelam. Food is only livelihood, is gas for this world. It's not chayelam. And therefore you have a pircha in both directions of the kavachemer, and therefore the mer has a problem with the kavachemer of aid, and we bring another raya. Tanam, we learned ala mazim avarach lachra from our Mishnah. On food, one can make a bracha, balkeri makes a bracha after. By the way, what type of bracha again? B'machshav. machshava. Tanakhama says he's only making brachas machshava in his mind. He makes a bracha benches after eating, veinu brachas vanav, but not before eating. According to Rabbi Yechon's Kal V'Chaim, you have to make a bracha before eating too. The fact that the Mishnah only says you make a bracha after, not before, and we said because that's, we just explained earlier, because that's what's daraisa, and before is only darabanan, is a raya against Rabbi Yechon. Tiyufta, the Marsis Takas, Tiyufta, the obligation with daraisa is to make brachas after eating, brachas amazon after eating, and to make brachas there before learning. But the Kal V'Chaim is, to the flip sides, are, we're slugged up, we have no raya that making a bracha after learning or a bracha before eating is going to be daraisa. I'm Rabbi Yudah. Suffolk, kara kriyish ma suffolk like kara. A person is a suffolk if he said kriyish ma or not. Ain't a chayz of a kara. He does not have to say kriyish ma again out of doubt, which is a pella, because the simple understanding is since we know suffolk drabbanon lakula, suffolk drabbanon lakumra. We're saying since kriyish ma is drabbanon, which the Mara is going to be bothered shortly, since kriyish ma is drabbanon, suffolk is lakula, you don't have to say it over when you're in doubt. However, suffolk amar emes fiatsiv, suffolk is emes fiatsiv not, suffolk leamar, chayz of emes fiatsiv. Over there, he has to say it again. What would be the idea? Because emes fiatsiv is deraisa, and therefore it's a suffolk, you got to say it again. What's deraisa of emes fiatsiv? Zichis Mitzrayim. It doesn't just mean emes fiatsiv, it means remembering Yitzchis Mitzrayim, that's taka deraisa, that we get. But suffolk, says the Mara, my time, kriyish ma drabbanon, emes fiatsiv deraisa. Kriyish ma drabbanon, whereas emes fiatsiv, which mentions Yitzchis Mitzrayim, is deraisa. So suffolk deraisa lechum, you got to repeat. Suffolk drabbanon, you don't have to repeat. Now, we know kriyish ma also hasn't, of course. In Vayomer, has Zechis Mitzrayim. The Gemara is going to really address that very clearly, coming up in the next few lines. But the first already pointed out over here that the Gemara wasn't talking about a case where the person, why don't we just say a simple statement? A person's not sure if he said Emes V'Yatzev. He knows he said Shema. We're not sure if he said Emes V'Yatzev. Over there, be Pasha, you wouldn't have to say Emes V'Yatzev because in Shema, you already took care of the Dereisa element that's in Emes V'Yatzev. So you wouldn't have a question. Again, so the need and only is, if he's not sure about both Shema and Emes V'Yatzev, Shema, he need not repeat the Gemara saying, and Emes V'Yatzev, which is Safi Dereisa, he would have to repeat. Says the Gemara, Masr Vesef, V'Shafu Kumecha, you tell me, Kriyish Masr Abanan. It says the Pasuk, V'Shafu Kumecha, saying when you lie down, when you get up, is Dereisa Kriyish Shema. I'm like, no, it's not talking about Krishma. Who be divrei Torah k'siv? That's talking about in general. Learning Torah is a chiyuv in the morning and night when you get up and when you go to sleep is a chiyuv of Torah, but not talking about Shema in particular. Tanan. The Gemara says, let's go to our Mishnah. Balkari Mahar, believe it, Balkari Kav Machshav in his heart about Shema. Veinim Barach, he doesn't make the brachas Krishma Lelfin of Achra, not before or after Shema. The brachas before or after Shema, he doesn't make, whereas Shema he does say. Now, including the brachas before after Shema is Emes V'Yatzev. I was saying Balkari, Shema he does have Machshav before, Emes V'Yatzev, and the other brachas not. Okay, v'alamazim v'erch lachrav v'ein v'erch levanav. And for food, he has the mind, the benching afterwards, but not the bracha you make before eating. V'isak da'at emes v'yatzev deraisa. If he says emes v'yatzev deraisa, levarach achareha. If emes v'yatzev deraisa, then he should certainly have in mind emes v'yatzev. We say you have in mind Shema, and we're not saying have in mind emes v'yatzev. Achareh tzasir to singing our Gemara. We already spoke of the answer. Essentially, says the Gemara. My time in Verch, why are we saying that Emes V'Yatzev is Deraisa? Imish Yitzchis Mitzrayim, if the reason is because Yitzchis Mitzrayim, well guess what? Ha'itkele b'Krishma. Once he had a machshava about Krishma, he already was Yitzchis Mitzrayim. So the Gemara is saying that the whole idea of Krishma can still be rabbinic, but in Shema you have Yitzchis Mitzrayim, and therefore you're already Yitzchis, the same Deraisa that you'd be getting from Emes V'Yatzev, and therefore once you have in mind Shema, that's sufficient. In fact, the Gemara of a name Havlai Baha, still, why is the Mishnah saying do Shema and not Emes V'Yatzev, go the other way? Answers the Gemara, Krishma Adifa Dispeitarti. The Maisa Krishma is better because it has, besides for Yisias Mitzrayim, we pointed this out earlier in the daf today, what else do you have? You have Kabbalah Omach Shemayim. You have Kabbalah Omach Shemayim and Shema, and therefore it's more choice to have in mind that than to have in mind Emes V'Yatzev. Rabbi Laza Amar, and this is how we hold, Safik Kara Krishma, Safik Lai Kara, Chayzev Kara Krishma, why? Because Kriyishma is also deraisa, suffik espal, suffik espal, suffik bachmer. Now, Esrei, over there, what's the halacha? Ein echaz mispal. He doesn't go and daven again. Machlekes Hashem, how to take those words. Ein echaz mispal. Does that mean he doesn't have to go daven again? But he's allowed to. He doesn't have to, but of course he should. That's how the Ravid learns. The Rashba argues says no. Ein echaz mispal. If a person is suffik bachmer, he should not daven again. Why? Because the person doesn't have a choice, just go and daven whatever he wants. Going in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu davening is an opportunity. You go in front of a king. You can't just go in front of the king whenever you want. If there's a chiv daven, you daven. If you're not sure if it's a chiv, since you're not mechuyev to, because it's suffik darabanan, you're not allowed to. That is the Rashba's mouth in these words. Rabbi Yechon clearly argues, regardless of the Tanakhama, and he says, or the first Amira, and he says, as much as davening a possible person could do, he should daven. And therefore, even if he's mesupik, no, let him daven again. The more davening, the better. And therefore, it's not either way, whether he's mesupik or not, he should daven Shemar Esrei again, even though it's Rabbanan. Remember the Mishmuel, a person who's mil Shemar Esrei, and realized he already davened. It's happened to all of us. Sometimes a mincha, usually, we have to have a mincha earlier and then to have a mincha again. Paisik, he stops. Bafi b'em sebracha, mil v'rach, he stops. Eini v'em rav nachman, ki avinu b'arvua. When I was b'rav b'arvua, b'ayim b'nei yeses, hani b'rav. These talmidim of yeshiva, the tov, midki b'chol b'shabbos. This time on Shabbos, this time on Shabbos, of weekday on Shabbos, my shikmo, should they finish their tefillah, not v'amr lani, he says, g'rem kol sebracha, you do finish that bracha. So why over there do you finish the bracha, whereas a person davened already doesn't, stops exactly where he is, doesn't finish? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Ashta, Hasum Gavir Bachivu, on Shabbos, the guy's Mukhiv to Davin, he's Mukhiv to Shemon Esrei, but no delay, Atrichu, Mishim Kavet Shabbos. The Chamim, they shrunk the Shemon Esrei to a different form. Al Kavet Shabbos, you don't have Bakash, it's a shorter Shemon Esrei, but you still are Mukhiv Shemon Esrei, and therefore if you start the Bracha, even of Chayel, you complete it because you're a Barchiv to say Shemon Esrei. Avalacha Tzalile, over here in our case, the person already Davin, they remember they Davin before, he's not a Barchiv, he's already Davin, and therefore he stops in his tracks, he doesn't finish the Bracha even, he doesn't finish it all. So again, so the first member of Vidim Mishmul was that a person's Mil Davin, realize that he already davened, he stops him of davening. If I remember Dimash Shmuel, another member, his pavnich is basic and that's the person davens and then goes to the base of Knesset. Umbat Tzibur is found and finds the Tzibur davening. So he davened b'yichidus. And now he finds the Tzibur davening. If he's able to mechadish a new element to Shmuel Esrei, Yachs v'yispal, he should daven with them. Fimlav al Yachs v'yispal. So there's a beauty to davening with the Tzibur, but he can't just stop and daven extra two for no reason. He can only daven tefillos and davar if he's able to be mechadish something. It's mechalikas if he has to mechadish something in every bracha. We're talking specifically about during the brachas, the bakashas, during the 13 brachas in between, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, from Atachainen all the way through to Ritzei, those 13 brachas. So does he have to mechadish something in each and every bracha? Or someone to say, no, as long as he's mechadish one bakasha bechlal in the whole Shmoneh Esrei, that's also sufficient, but it has to be some sort of chiddush in order to daven again. Says the same chiddush twice. Rebbe Mishul said, a person who davened already stops in his tracks if he realizes he already davened. So why are we saying the same two different members to the same point that you can't just repeat that davening? Tzricha. If you tell me the first din as someone who davened and then realized he's in the middle of davening, he realized he davened before, he has to stop. I'd say, Hanimil Yachid V'Yachid, top of Ambeis, Itzibur V'Tzibur. That's the Afghan way. First davening V'Yachid, he's davening again V'Yachid. Where first davening V'Tzibur, he's davening again V'Tzibur. There's no change in the type of davening. There, he's got to stop in his tracks. Av Yachid, the Kabbat Tzibur, Kamad Le'Sali Dami, a Yachid who davening Yachidus, and now he's davening V'Tzibur. It's as if he never davened in the first place, and therefore the Tfil Tzibur. And therefore he could daven again, even without any chiddush. Therefore, Kamash Malay know that there needs to be a chiddush. V'yashmin and hachin, if you tell me this second case, b'shem le'ay aschuba, avahasim le'aschuba imalay, if you tell me the second case that he cannot daven Shmoneh Esrei unless there's a chiddush, when he comes into the tzibur, it's because he didn't start yet. If he didn't start, you can't start unless there's a chiddush. But in a case where he started already, he daven Shmoneh Esrei before, he's davening now again, he's in the middle and he realizes daven, since he started again, maybe we say he can finish. Tzricha, we gotta say over there too. In both cases, one cannot daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Then when there's a tzibur, if he's mechadish something, then he can. Amar Rav Huna, Hanichlus Beis Knesset, one who goes to Beis Knesset, the Beis Tzibur, Palam, one who walks into the shul and sees the tzibur davening, im yachal haschav ligmar achli yagia shliach tzibur lemaidim. If he's able to complete a Shmoneh Esrei until the shliach tzibur reaches maidim chazar sashatz, yispal he can daven Shmoneh Esrei. Vim lav I yispal he shouldn't daven because the old tzibur is going to be saying maidim bowing down and he won't be saying maidim. He's missing out maidim with the tzibur and therefore we shouldn't daven. He should wait to say maidim with tzibur and then daven afterwards. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar im yachal haschal levigamar ashle yigia shliach tzibur lekedusha. He says he's got to be able to finish from when he gets into shul. He has to be able to finish before the chazan the shliach tzibur gets to kedusha. Then he can mispal. Vimlav, but if he can't finish before they get to Kedusha, so it's a shorter period of time, then Lo Yisbalel, he cannot daven. Mike, specifically, what's the machlekes? Masav Yachid, I'm a Kedusha, Masav Yachid, I'm a Kedusha. Machlekes whether Yachid can say Kedusha on his own. We'll see later. Kedusha is really a pasuk in Yeshaya. And there's going to be discussion whether Kedusha could say, whether Yachid can say Kedusha on his own. We'll speak about that at Halacha at the end of this year. But the simple machlekes over here at this point is whether or not Yachid can say Kedusha in his own Shmoneh Esrei. So the Tanakhama says he can. The first Amayra. And therefore he says, as long as you finish by Maidim, you're okay. Whereas, Rabbi Shimon Levi held that you can't say Yachid on your own. And therefore you have to make sure to be finished before the Tzibur says Yachid. We're going to see. Everyone agrees that you can't be mafsik in middle of Yishmar Nesrei to say Kedusha with the Tzibur. The question is if you can say Kedusha on your own. The Chenim Ravad Rava, Menayin She'en Yechonim Kedusha, Ravad Rava taught also, how do we know that a Yachid cannot say Kedusha? Shnem Rav Nikashi B'Sech B'Nei Yisrael, called Davish Shem Kedusha, Lehei Pachas Masara. Any Davish Shem Kedusha needs 10. V'Nikdashti, sanctify me, B'Sech B'Nei Yisrael. B'Sech means with 10 people. My Mashma, where do you see that B'Sech means 10 people? The Tani Ravanai, Achud Rav Chib Rava. I see teich. We learn how to gzeir shava, so to speak, teich. By the Meraglim, it says, separate yourself from this Eda, Mesaycha Eda Zayis, from amongst this Eda. We know Kalev and Yeshua were the Nesim that were not evil. They weren't part of the enjoying the evil plans of the intentions of the other Meraglim. So you have 10 other Meraglim, 12 Shvatim, minus Kalev and Yeshua. You're left with 10. So Malalan Asara Afkan Asara. So too, just like Teich Ovidia was 10, so too Teich Bayas is 10. When it says, Venikdashti Beseich Bnei Yisrael, means amongst 10 people, Davar Kishab Kedusha needs 10 people. Everyone who is during Shemar Esrei can't say Kedusha. So the Homachai is, but do I have to finish my Shemar Esrei in time to say Kedusha with the Seber? Or I can just say Kedusha on my own, be Yechidus. But everyone agrees that to say Kedusha middle of my Shemar Esrei, that I cannot do. Ibailu. Malafsik the Yeshmer Rabbah. So I said to Mara now, you tell me Kedusha, everyone agrees, you can't be Mafsik for. What about Yeshmer Rabbah? This is again a common misconception. People are always more quiet. They don't talk. Come out ever during Kedusha, and unfortunately during Kaddish, sometimes people talk. It's very clear that Kaddish is on a higher madriga than Kedusha. So the Gemara says that it's Pasha, you're not Mafsik in Mil Shemar Esrei for Kedusha. What about me Mafsik in Mil Shemar Esrei for Yesh Merabi? You see, the Gemara is contemplating Yesh Merabi would be reason to break in Mil Shemar Esrei. Yesh Merabi Gadlam Vairach. Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Talmid, Rabbi Yechon Amri, La Kolim of Sikin. Chutz min Yesh Merabi Mayavarach, Gemaya, Shemaya Gadlam Vairach. Shafil Esk Maisa Markava Paisik. So Hitaka says that you don't break for anything except for Yesh Merabi. You would break even Mil Shemar Esrei, even Mil Maisa Markava. You would break for Yesh Merabi. The less of Sukhvasik. The mice we don't pass that would be. See, clearly, the whole discussion would be by Yesh Merabah as opposed to anything else. That's how chashav, how important Yesh Merabah is. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Bevarach Lefei Machareim. So we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that you could say a bracha before and after Shema, and before and after Shema, eating. You could make a bracha, a Balkari could make a bracha. And the Mishnah assumes at this point that means you're making a bracha verbally. Tanakam was talking about making a bracha or saying Shema and benching Machshava. Rabbi Yehuda, at this point, the Mishnah assumes he means you can say it verbally, even the Balkari. So similar to what we said before, that Takanas Ezra was mapped out based on Matan Torah, there's actually a Pasuk Adrasha. It says you should teach your Torah, you should teach your children and your grandchildren Torah, and it says next to it, the day you were by Chayrev, and by Chayrev we know it was us to be Balkari. That's why they were separated from their wives for 3 days. So just like in general, by our Sinai, Balkari was not permitted. So too, learning Torah as a Balkari is not permitted. So the Mar is bothered. How could be saying it's mutter? It's not a problem speaking out Torah as Balkari. You'll say like this. Maybe who didn't darshan smuchim? The yemeshan shemat l'fenei shem chagav chayev. He doesn't darshan smuchim that teaching Torah has to be similar to the time was given by Har Sinai. He doesn't darshan smuchim. He doesn't darshan the fact that the pesukim are in close proximity. From Rabbi Yosef, filu madle darshan smuchim b'chol Torah. Mishnah Torah darish. Rav Yosef said that even one who doesn't darshan smuchim in kol Torah kula agrees that in devarim in Mishnah Torah we do darshan smuchim. The proximity of pesukim being together is valid for drasha. Rabbi Yehuda le darshan smuchim b'chol Torah kula. Rabbi Yehuda himself doesn't darshan smuchim in the whole Torah. Uv Mishnah Torah darsh. Yet a Mishnah Torah does darshan smuchim. Says the Gemara, 1 second. V'chol Torah kula menolah and delay darsh. How do you know kol Torah kula? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchim. The Tanya ben Azza Eimer. Nem machshefa leitzachayev and nem kol shechev and meim meis yumas. It says in the pasuk next to each other, machshefa, someone who practices witchcraft shouldn't live. And it says that one who lives with meim meis yumas. Leimelay. I'm sorry. Samchu inyan lay. It puts the nyanim close together. Leimer machshechev meim is beskila. Meis yumas we know means skila. Af machshefa nam beskila. So to machshefa, the sorceress, the woman who does witchcraft, she's chayev skila as well. Because it happens to be close proximity. I shouldn't use the word happens, it's still the Torah. But because it's close proximity, Rabbi Yehuda says we're going to bring her to Skila because of that. Ella, Ayyavi Yedaini Machlal, Kal Machshef, Mayiv Lamiyat, Salakash Lahem, Vilayim Arlach, Ma'ayyavi Yedaini Beskila, Af Machshef Beskila. He says there's a different source. You get Skila for a different reason. Because Ayyavi Yedaini is really part of the same parasha of sorcery and the same type of Isser. And it was separate. Why was it separated? To teach you that just like Ayyavi Yedaini has Skila, so to all similar cases, including Machshefa, we have Skila as well. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda did not darshan smuchim because he couldn't rely on the smuchim. He had to come up with a different drasha of Avi Daini to teach me that there's a din of Skila, but the din of Machshefa is the punishment is Beskila. And when you see the Rabbi himself in Mishnah Torah does darshan smuchim? A person cannot marry his father's wife or his son's wife, his kalasai, or his or his father is his stepmother. He can't marry his father's wife or his son's wife, but he could marry the anusa if his father violated or persuaded someone, had relations not in the context of marriage, or his son had relations not in the context of marriage, then the father slash son is mutter in that isha. Rabbi Yehuda Isser, he says, Asur b'anusas aviv, mufutas aviv. He says, the anusas aviv, mufutas aviv, the father's anusa or the person the father persuaded, are both going to be usher. If I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav, my time to read, what's the reason why usher's by the father's anusa or mufuta? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, la'yigach ish 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 aviv, v'la'yigala knaf aviv, knaf sheh. Now, how do we know that that pasuk is talking about the anusa of the father? Who's this talking about anusa? Maybe it's talking about another relationship with the father. Teretz is because the pasuk says nearby the nasan isha sheichivim. That's a pasuk of einus, of someone who's ma'anis a girl, and therefore we're saying the pasuk by the father also is talking about when one is ma'anis, when someone who the father was ma'anis. So you see, he uses smuchim to interpret the pasuk.
Agav, the Shita Mikbetz has explained what's the Peshat and Mishnah of Torah there'd be smuchim, even if not in the rest of the Torah. The Shita Mikbetz explains that Dvarim is called Mishnah Torah. It's almost like a chazara of a lot that went on in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was kind of reiterating from the beginning of Dvarim many things that happened throughout the years, throughout the Torah. And therefore we say the fact that Moshe put these two things together, obviously with Sapi Hashem, but the fact that it's put together would make it more of a reason to darshan the proximity, the smuchim. So back to the question, even if you say Rabbi doesn't darshan smuchim the rest of the Torah, he darshan smuchim here in Mishnah Torah in Devarim. And this pasuk which connects Vaidat of Nevenecha, Yer Mishnah and Matal Feshem Kacha Becharev, it connects Lima Torah to Matan Torah, Matan Torah, Klai Yisrael, they were, had to be Tar, so too, when we learn Torah, we should be Tar. How could Rabbi Yehuda, who darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah, how could he not be particular about the din of Taganis Ezra, about Balkari learning Torah, says the Gemara. Amri, and you're right. But Mishnah Torah Darsh, indeed, Rabbi Yehuda does Ashen, Smuchim, and Mishnah Torah, and therefore we should have the problem with this drasha, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should not be able to learn Torah as Tamei. Fahani Smuchim, Abayli, Dichter, Bishum, and Levi. But Rabbi Yehuda uses this same Smuchim for a different drasha, also from Bishum, and Levi. Bishum, and Levi apparently had two drashas from this Smuchim, and Rabbi Yehuda Darshan the other one. Bishum, and Levi, Kom Lam Levnei Torah, Malak of Akasav, Kilo, Kilo, Merach, Harchayrev. Whoever teaches his son Torah, it's as if it was accepted by Harchayrev. When a person teaches his son Torah, that's considered as if all over again we're having matan Torah. Shnemar, like it says in the pasuk, "Vatatam necha l'vnei v'necha." One should teach his children and his grandchildren. Nechziv asrei, yemeshem the day you stood by Hashem in chayiv bar Sinai. So since it puts in proximity these two ideas, we say every time someone teaches their son Torah is like a kabbalah's Torah fresh by our Sinai. So since Rabbi Yehuda uses it for that drasha, he doesn't have the extra drasha to tell me that Balkari is not allowed to say divrei Torah. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, Zav Shura Keri, Venita Shapolta, Shechvazera, Hamashemeshes, Varas Adam. So, in all three of these cases, you have an Ish or an Ish whose tummy is 7 day tumma, and on top of that, they also have a tumma of Tumas Keri, 1 day tumma. So, a Zav who sees Keri, a Nida's tummy 7 days, whose Polta Shechvazera also has Keri come out of her. Or someone's having relations, and so Adam, which makes your tummy 7 days, but they also have Tumas from the Tashmash, Tumas Keri. So, the Tanakama says, Shrikha Tvila. Burn and say, you need Tvila. Even though they're going to remain tummy for 7 days, you need Tvila to take away the 1 day tuma of tumas keri. If you read the Piter, read the Paters, in that case, he says you can learn Torah even without going to the mikvah for tumas keri because you're anyway tummy for 7 days. Says the Gemara Diak now. Adkan le pater Behuda el b'zav shura keri to make her labrat filu. Rabbi Yehuda is only pattering in that Mishnah because since it's a zav anyway who's tummy 7 days, so therefore you say it doesn't help to go to the mikvah to take care of this 1 day tuma of keri. You're tummy anyway, but make a diak. Abba Balkari Greda. If someone was only about Keri, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, Mechayev, Yechayev. Homachlik is here because there's another tumma for 7 days anyway. Rabbanan says still for learning Torah, you have to go to the mikveh to get rid of the 1 day tumma. Everybody says once you tell me 7 days anyway, it doesn't matter. But in a case where you only tell me for the 1 day, even Rabbi Yehuda would presumably agree. Not like what we're saying. We're saying over here, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that one has to go to the mikveh before learning Torah. Says Gemara Vechitim, you tell me no. Who would not feel about Keri Greda? I mean, Pater Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda paters, say when you tell me 7 days, or even when you tell me for only 1 day, he paters from going to the mikveh. And this that they argue by case of a zav that sees Keri, is to teach you the chumr the rabbanon, that even when you're tummy anyway, you still have to go to the mikvah for the 1 day tumma. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, you never have to learn to go to the mikvah nor to learn Torah. Emeseifa, hamishemeshes v'ras adam tzricha tefila. The third case of that brisa, an ishu has relations and sees dam during relations, has to go to the needs to go to the mikvah immediately for the Keri. L'magatanila, according to who was this taught? Ilem the Rabbanan. If you're saying it's totally correct, the Rabbanan pshit, it's pashit. Hashtu mazav shura carrying to make her about lavart filu mechayv Rabbanan. A zav who initially is tamei, even before he started, he's tamei. Yet then he sees carry. He still has to go to the mikvah according to Rabbanan. Meshmeshes for Rasadam. The meshmeshes to make her about basfili. When she started, she was basfili. As far as when she was tar, she only became tamei during the tashmish that the Zera mazmatame her in. She'll only become tummy during the tashmish. So lekolshke in madach, she has to go to the mikvah. A person who's tummy tumazav for 7 days has to go to the mikvah, even when they see a 1 day tumah in between. Someone who at the time when they started wasn't tummy bichlal would certainly have to also go to the mikvah. Elalav, that last line of the brayso was specifically Rabbi Yehuda v'dafka ketanila, and Rabbi Yehuda was saying dafka because the person's tummy anyway. Do they not have to go to the mikvah for the get rid of the 1 day tumah because they're going to remain tummy regardless? But in a case where the person has a 1 day tumah and by going to the mikvah it'll release that 1 day tumah. I should really stress, it's not any 1 day tumah. Tumah's tummy tumah sheretz, it's just 1 day tumah. It would not affect them being able to learn Torah. It's specifically tumah's carry. So Rabbi Yehuda would agree that someone who's tummy tumah's carry would have to go to the mikvah before learning l'chayra. Says the Gemara of Dafka Ketani La Meshameshes Varsanida Ain't Sricha Tefila Tapav Chav Beis Amar Aleph Avah Balkari Grei Damachayev. So l'chayra, we have a ride that Rabbi Yehuda holds a balkari alone is mechayev to go to the mikvah before learning Torah. Says the Gemara, now the Gemara wants to tweak our understanding of the Mishnah. Leitame Mevarich Ala Mahar. In the Mishnah where it says Mevarich, it doesn't mean say the brachas, it means Mahar, which is not really so shver because that's how we interpret in the Rabbanan anyway. In the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, we interpret that the balkari is Maharer and not saying the words. And even when it says he say Krishma or Bracha after benching, we interpret according to Tanakhama that it means being Maharit and not actually saying it. So Rabbi Yehuda also, when he says you make the brachas before and after benching and after Shema, the brachas before and after, he doesn't mean literally saying it, he means being Mahar. That's the Gemara's answer. Let's see if you want to finish this conversation. Rabbi Yehuda, Umisa Rabbi Yehuda, here the Gemara now asked the other way. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that here it works? Vatanya, Balkari Shein Lamayan Litba, Balkari has no water to go to the mikvah. Kari Kriyashma, Veinim Mavarich Leilif Nevelechara. Tanakhama says, Rameir Shita, Balkari, who doesn't have water to go to the mikvah, he should say Kriyashma, and he shouldn't make a bracha before or after. He eats bread and he makes a bracha only after. Not the bracha before. Avol Mahar Beliba Veinim Mitzvah Sasef. Even when he's doing these things, he's only doing it in his mind, not in his mouth. Even in these cases where he's where he can't say the brachas, in the case where he can't say the brachas, he should at least be maharit in his maharit and not say it with his mouth. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree to this concept of being mahar in the mind and not the mouth. He says you recite it clearly with the mouth. So hurry back to Akasha. Amrav Nachman Bayitzlik, Aser Rabbi Yehuda Kichaser Cheres. We have a whole new answer now. Rabbi Yehuda holds taka that it's Aser for a Balkari to learn Torah without going to the mikvah. We're sticking with that. You say that we had from the bottom of Chaf Alpha and Beis, without last Bryce, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees you can't learn Torah until you go to the mikvah. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds these brachas that you make before, after eating, or before even by Shema, they're Hilchas Derech Eretz. They're not the same as regular Torah. Torah you can't do, but these brachas you can. Titania, you're being a little bryce to back it up. We learn from the bryce that just like Klai Yisrael B'Aman Torah was Be'im of Yir V'Zesas Uvereya, you have to be you have to be in trembling and fear and covet. So too, when you learn by our seeing that way, so too, when you learn Torah, you have to be that way. And therefore, Mikan Amru, Hazav Mitzrayim Ubaim Anidas. Someone who's a Zav, who's a Mitzayra, who's born Anida, Mutaram Likres Batayra of Nivik Suvim. They're Mutta to return to Nivik Suvim, Lishes Mishra Gemara Balachas Vagadas, Av Balkari Nasurim. Specifically, Balkari is Taka Asur. But all the other people, all the other tumas are mutter. The simple logic is because all the other tumas are tumas that happen, it may have come from other chatayim, other reasons, but the tumas that kind of happen by accident, they're not a stira to Resus and Zeya. By definition, the tumah of Keri, certainly if it was Bittel Zera, but even if it was in the context of relations, it's something which happens with a little bit less of a aura of awe and fear, and therefore that's not the appropriate approach by Matan Torah, and therefore it's not the appropriate approach while learning Torah. So one has to go to the mikvah and become Torah from that specific tumah before learning, but otherwise not. So we're coming out now that really Lagabi Torah, one has to become Torah even according to Yehuda. Lagabi the brachas before and after that, those brachas are considered Derech Eretz, and therefore one would not have to become Torah for that. So quickly, just getting back to Halacha, Lagabi
Kedusha, we said Kedusha, everyone agrees that Kedusha needs to be the minyan, the Nikdash, the Sech, the Israel. Kedusha has to be said with the minyan. Now, there's three times every day in davening where we say Kedusha. We say Kedusha in Yetzar, by Pirtz Kriyashma. We say Kedusha, of course, in Mishmar Esrei, by the Chazos HaShatz. And then we say Kedusha again in Uvolat Tzion. So the placements have a discussion as to which Kedusha are we saying that one cannot say without a minyan. Everyone agrees that Kedusha by Mishmar Esrei cannot be said without a minyan. That's clearly, everyone agrees. The Machlekes is about the Kedusha of Yetzer and the Kedusha of Volat Tzion. Some hold that every time Kedusha said, you're not allowed to say it without a minyan, and therefore one should not say, the person not Mechidus, should not say Kedusha by Volat Tzion, and should not say Kedusha even by Yetzer. Others hold that Dafka by Kedusha of Shemar Esrei it has to be with the Tzibur. Those are the Kedushas. One can say B'yachid. Some make a chilik between the Kedusha of Yetzer and say that one cannot be said by the Yachid, whereas the Kedusha of Volat Tzion could be said by the Yachin, and others say yet that there's a din that as long as we pointed out earlier that the Kaddish is actually a Pasuk in Yeshaya. So if you read the Pasuk with the Taimim, with the Trup, then you can say it whenever you want with the Trup. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he brings actually two Shitas. That one Shita is that the Kedusha of Yetzer can be said by Yachin, but he says that the he brings another sheet to that Kedusha can be, but he says it's best to say Kedusha with the Taimim. As long as you say it with the Taimim, with the Trup, that's better off, that you're safer. The Ramah brings that the minig is that we have, which is what we know we do, a Yachid, even if he's not up to the Tzibur by Volat Tzion, he could say Kedusha by Volat Tzion, and say the Birchus Kishma. Forget about the Mechidus, even if you're with the Tzibur, but you're not up to them, when you get up to Kaddish, we do say it, B'yechidus. The Mishmur writes that even though we pass in our minig is that we can say Kedusha, B'yechidus, Sai B'yetzar, and Sai B'yetzar, not B'yetzar, but B'yetzar, B'yetzar, we say B'yechidus, we should still, a person should try to say it with the Trup, because like this, Yetzar Chaldeus, as long as you're saying with the Trup, at the very least, you're quoting a Pasuk in Yeshaya, which you're allowed to do, and therefore, once we machmer to do that, that is brought in the Mishabura. Interesting, it's checked in this Durham, and I'm only pointing out this about the Artskus Durham because they're amazing, and I'm a huge fan of this Durham, but they actually don't have, it would be their type to have the Trup under the Kedusha, just for this Mishabura, they don't happen to have the Nusach, the Trup, under Kedusha, so once you learn the Kedusha, learn the Trup for the words Kaddish, 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 on his own, because it's a good tool to have when everyone's davening, even davening B'tzibur, but not up to where the Tzibur's up to, and then saying Kedusha B'yachid, he should have this tool in his back pocket, that L'chatchila should say it with the Trup.